Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hammer time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. When you want the work done.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Well, good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you in studio. With an open phone line with your name on it, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. The Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and running. You can text your question there at 803-0930. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there, of course. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division, and of course our cooking school. The next cooking school class is July 11th, and I will be there filming Hammer Time TV. So if you'd like to be part of the filming segment, that's the July 11th edification of our cooking school with our chef Jerry Clemente coming up July 11th. Go to Cortez.net and you'll find the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School there. You can also pay us a brick and mortar visit to our brand new showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 miles east of Transit Road, where you'll see everything we do on display. By the way, the last segment of our series this year for Hammer Time TV is today and tomorrow. This is the last segment of the year. So check it out at 10:30 tomorrow. It aired at 5:30 this morning and again tomorrow morning, 10:30 on Channel 2. The last segment of our fifth year, and we're already busy filming for next year for Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. So check that out. In studio with me today is a friend, Darren Cotton. Darren, the originator of the Buffalo version of the tool library. He came up with the idea while he was in college, and we're going to be talking about that and the Dare to Repair Cafe, which is coming up. First of all, good morning, Darren. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be back.
So you started the idea of the tool library while you were still in school.
Yep, so I was living off campus, going to UB at the time, and had a pretty rundown apartment, wanted to fix up some things around the place, and didn't have the tools to do it. So that is really the genesis for the tool library idea, you know, making tools accessible and affordable.
So how does it work? Walk us through the process. If somebody, I don't know, they need a skill saw and, you know, they got to cut some lumber.
Sure. So it's based on an annual membership. So starting at $20 a year, someone can go to our website, thetoollibrary.org, sign up. And then just show up to the shop. We're located at 5 West Northrop Place, right in Buffalo's University Heights neighborhood. They'd show up, we'd get them a membership card, and then they can start borrowing right away. So we've got an inventory of about 4,000 tools ranging anywhere. Yeah, from basic hand tools all the way up to lawnmowers, pressure washers, weed whackers, you name it.
And is it unlimited access for that $20 membership?
So $20 gets you access to 5 tools at a time, $50 would get you up to 25 tools, and $100 would get you 50 tools.
What are you going to do with 50 tools at a time?
Yeah, you're probably thinking, who is taking 50 tools out at a time? So we do a lot of work with block clubs, nonprofit organizations. Oh, okay. So, you know, tree plantings. We worked with the Chestnut Ridge Conservancy last year. They built an accessible playground. So, again, just any way to save money, help organizations accomplish their mission.
Now, how does it work on the wear and tear side of the equation?
Sure. So we typically don't provide like the consumable items. So we have a limited selection of like bits and blades. And then we do have a fantastic group of volunteers who are helping us maintain our tools. And that kind of is one of the reasons something like the Dare to Repair cafes have been super useful.
Mm-hmm. And so if somebody is in need of a tool, they can go to the tool library. They can register to become a member. The access at $20 at the entry level. You can just on a regular basis come in and take what you need and go about your business as far as what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite part is just being in the shop and kind of seeing what people are working on, building chicken coops in your backyard, refinishing a kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's just really exciting to see what people can kind of accomplish when they have access to those tools.
How sophisticated do you get with tools? Like what are some of the more, complex tools that you have?
Sure. So we have what we call super tools, and these are available for $20 a day. And some of my favorite are the infrared paint stripper. So if you're working with what you think is lead-based paint, infrared tools are great because they don't vaporize the lead. It's a much safer way to kind of abate.
That's great.
And then we've got an infrared imaging camera if you're trying to look to see where your home is losing heat and or air conditioning. Mm-hmm. A really great way to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. So those are more sophisticated tools, but the basics, and they're all available, whether they're power tools or hand tools.
Yep, exactly. The only thing we don't carry is gas-powered items just due to our space constraints. And we just find, a lot of the battery technology out these days.
That's right. It's replacing.
Has come a long way.
That was going to be my next question. Have you moved away from corded?
Sometimes someone loves a corded item, but we have been working on upgrading. Basically, what we're doing is, for the first 5 or 6 years that we were around, a lot of what we had was just donations, what people were able to give us, and we've slowly been purchasing and upgrading a lot of our battery-powered items so they are, comparable to what you would get with gas-powered tools.
The toollibrary.org is the website. Texture writes, do they accept used tools as donations?
We do, yeah, as long as they're in working order. I will say one of our biggest challenges at the moment is space. So we are on the lookout for a larger home, hoping to stay in University District. But it has been such a success that, we have 4,200 tools in 1,600 square feet, not a huge space to try and store all those.
How much space do you need?
We are looking in the 3,000 plus size, so yeah.
You know, that plea went out once from this radio program when Habitat was looking for a restore, and that happened. Somebody came forth and said, I've got some square footage, and they, of course, rented it to the Habitat organization at a discount. So anybody out there, landlord-wise, if you have 3,000 square feet or so, or you're in the University District and you'd like to help the Tool Library out, then look them up, toollibrary.org, and talk to Darren, and maybe we can hook somebody up here.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so the process for tool rental, and what about if somebody loses, breaks, doesn't return?
Sure. So, you know, obviously with any sort of library system, there's always going to be the outlier. 99% of people will, you know, do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And there's always that 1%. What we do to try and protect ourselves is we do require credit cards on file. So if something does not find its way back to the shop after 60 days, congratulations, you now own that, and we will charge you for the replacement cost.
So have you gone to the library model, the Erie County library model of no return fees for no late fees?
We are not there yet, but if the county does want to subsidize our operations with a tax item, we would absolutely entertain that idea.
So you do have late fees?
We do. So it's $1 a day per tool, and we like to think of those as compulsory donations from our members.
There you go. Is it inevitable, though, that the whole wear and tear, I mean, I would imagine with a power tool, there's going to be some degree of wear and tear every time it's used. How do you determine if it's within an acceptable range?
Sure. So one of the things we've been trying to focus on too is kind of quality over quantity. So really being intentional about the brands we're buying, kind of the models that we're buying as well. But that's really, fortunately, one of the things for us as a nonprofit organization, we are able to get grant funding, donations. We have lots of people that donate their time, so lots of sweat equity, and that kind of helps us, you know, keep our books balanced.
Do we have things like wheelbarrows, shovels, picks, axes?
Yep, we sure do. And hence the reason why we have absolutely no floor space. Mm-hmm. 10 wheelbarrows takes up quite a bit of real estate.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of tools. We've done tons of community programming, so tree plantings, community gardens. So we have like 200 shovels at this point, 100 rakes. So again, organizations looking to do...
You probably can do an inventory regularly to see what you have too much of too, right? As far as things that you don't typically loan out very often?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about our system is it does kind of tell us, you know, what's popular, what's not, kind of help us shift our priorities. We are hoping to have a big tool sale at some point.
Does that change with the seasons, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So like from the month of May to July, trying to get a rototiller, pressure washer, battery-powered lawnmower, those things we're always running wait lists on. And then, you know, it slows down pretty tremendously during the winter. But there are still those diehard DIYers.
Do you have people that don't own a lawnmower and they just come to you weekly for their lawn cutting?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that would add up, though, if you did $20. Well, it's $20 a year.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So there's no additional cost then for the lawnmower, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we like to say, so every year we kind of go back and calculate, okay, if our members had purchased all of these items, how much money have they actually saved? So
yeah,
in 2021, that's a good question. It was just over $430,000.
Wow.
So we do like to think that we're making an impact. Typical cost for a tool that someone's borrowing is about $70. So again, if you're paying $20 the first time you're borrowing, you're already making that money back. And
very good. I love it. Darren Cotton, the Tool Library. When we come back, we're going to get into a discussion about what's coming up. It's called the Dare to Repair Cafe. You're going to love to hear about this. And anything you have around the house that needs my attention, the lines are open. 803-0930, outside 716. It's 1-800-616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and running at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, we're going to say hello to somebody new to our show. That's Carrie Hewitt. She's the brand new branch manager of the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dominic. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you part of the Lakeshore Savings Bank family and our Hammer Time family. Tell us where you came from.
Well, I've been in banking for 35 years, so I'm no stranger to it. I was just recently at another location as a branch manager also.
Awesome. Well, great. So welcome again, and we're glad to have you in the Hamburg branch. And, of course, the 2.5, this is remarkable, folks. You got to listen to this. The 2.5 home equity line of credit fixed for 12 months with no cost. Guess what? It's continuing at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Quite a remarkable home equity product, Carrie.
Yes, it's 2.5% for the first year. And then after that, it depends on the tier of how much you took out depends on what the interest rate's going to be to follow.
Yeah, so it will. You could either fix it at that point, or you could let it stay variable, correct?
Yes, we can. You can keep it in the variable interest rate, or you can. We have a lock-in feature from in either 5, 10, or 15-year currently, and it's as low as right now is as low as 5%.
Okay, and I understand mortgage rates have slipped back a little, huh?
Just a tad, yep. They slipped back just a little bit. I guess it depends on how the market's going to go, and we're all kind of wondering what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sure you'll be glad to talk to any of our listeners by having them call you this morning at the Hamburg branch. The phone number there?
Absolutely. I'm here till noon today. The phone number is 716-646-9480, or you can visit our website at lakeshoresavings.com or contact our customer service at 716-366-4070. But again, I'm here until noon today at 646-9480.
There you go. Brand new branch manager to the Hamburg location, Carrie Hewitt. For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Jeremy White here, and if you're a business owner or someone who uses large amounts of energy, you've noticed how much your electric and natural gas costs have gone up lately. If you're looking for ways to save on rising energy costs and find extra money in your operating budget, there's no better place to look than your energy supplier. Energy Mark helps commercial and industrial businesses save money, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars, with lower rates based on their specific needs. Trust who the Buffalo Bills, St. Bonaventure University, and countless other local businesses rely on to save at buylocalenergy.com.
Hey, it's Powerly. You ever notice when you're feeling stressed, people tell you, take a little you time, a little me time? Well, that's all well and good, but I want to tell you, if you really want to feel good, do something for others. There's nothing better than the feeling of giving, and here's how you can help. The Donor Center at Roswell Park is looking for people like you to donate blood or platelets for local cancer patients. Don't wait. Call 845-8275. That's 845-8275. When you do it, you won't believe how good you feel.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. If you've been searching for quality, affordable building materials, go Lenco. Get the perks of vinyl decking at a fraction of the price with capped composite decking from Trex. Trex high-performance shell gives an extra layer of protection, and its composite core adds structural integrity. Let the honest, helpful team at Lenco help you keep costs in check on every project.
The smartest thing to do. Go Lenco.
Learn more about Trex decking products at LencoBuffalo.com.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as beef on weck.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here, and I've got the most effective way to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Here's how it works. A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, and you do not need to worry about color matching. And guess what? You can use your concrete the very same day. The best part, though, is the cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. They did some work at the Cortez household, and it is holding up, and it looks great. So give A1 a call. Here's their number. 341-4550. That's 716-341-4550. You'll get a free estimate. You go to a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
We're living in what the Bible refers to as perilous times, a time marked by those who are lovers of their own selves, covetous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, and despisers of those that are good. For many, the confusion accompanying this time has led to despair. But there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. He is the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again triumphantly 3 days later. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How about you? By faith you can reach up to him who with nail-pierced hands reaches down to you. Jesus said you must be born again. Are you?
Visit BibleBBC.com. That's BibleBBC.com.
Hey, doctors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Need a new garage door? Or how about your garage door service? Well, they do that. Need an epoxy floor like I have? They do that. And need storage equipment, cabinetry, slat wall. Yep, they do that too. And best of all, right now, folks, I've got a discount for you. New garage door, it's $100 off. New garage door and Gorilla floor, that's a $300 discount. Do all three, new door, new floor, and storage, how about a $500 discount? Pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. It's everything for your garage at Gorilla Garage Gear. 716-715-6927. 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1024 is the time on 1026 is the time on WBEN. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention? As we speak with Darren Cotton from the Tool Library, we're going to be talking about what's coming up at the Tool Library in a moment. But I need to tell you about some things that are coming up in Clarence, starting with the Hollow Fest. That's coming up in 2 weeks from yesterday, the 15th and 16th. So it's a concert event. It's free, and we have a beer tent. We have food. It's in the Clarence Town Park, and we've got major acts booked for Hollowfest. It's going to be the 15th and 16th of July. The Clarence Concert Association concerts start in July as well, and I'm your MC for that. The 10th of July is our first Sunday night, 7 p.m. concert, also free with your Goodwill donations. The Porsche raffle, don't forget that's coming up August the 1st. You can purchase your tickets online, clarencerotaryraffle.com, and those tickets will sell out. Only 4,000 are sold, and the tickets are $50 each, three for 100. You can buy them right now, clarencerotaryraffle.com. And don't wait on that either. As I say, they all sell out. And lastly, I need to tell you that the Taste of Clarence is coming up. That's the day we draw the Porsche. And that's August the 1st. It's a Monday in the Clarence Town Park. So lots of things coming up in my hometown. And as we mentioned, Darren Cotton, he is here from the Tool Library. Coming up is a unique little event that they do. It's called the Dare to Repair Cafe. It's coming up on the 16th of July. Tell us the whole premise behind what Dare to Repair is all about.
Sure. So I think our first inclination when something breaks these days is to throw it out and buy a replacement on Amazon.
Exactly.
So we're trying to sort of switch people's mentality on when something breaks. Like, let's use that as a learning opportunity. Let's try and figure out how to fix it. So these events are pop-up community events happening at community centers, libraries, and we have a really incredible team of volunteer fixers who will help you basically troubleshoot a broken item. So if you've got a vacuum, lamp, small appliance laying around the house that is broken, you don't want to throw it out, bring it out to our Dare to Repair Cafe, and we will try and get that fixed for free.
It's an interesting premise, and of course, I think a lot of what you say about buying things online is it's easy, it's convenient. It's also necessitated by the fact that we live with planned obsolescence, which is a phenomenon that's basically a marketing tool for manufacturing of new items, so that we don't have that 45-year-old refrigerator anymore, right? We have one maybe for 8 years or 10 years, and it just seems that that's all part of the plan now.
Yeah, absolutely. And fortunately, we've seen a rise in right to repair legislation, both in New York State as well as around the country. So basically trying to force manufacturers not to have planned obsolescence and to keep things like replacement parts in stock. You know, there have been a number of tools that we have internally in the tool library that we can't get replacement parts for simply because they don't exist. The manufacturer doesn't make them anymore.
Exactly. When we come back after the news, we'll delve deeper into that discussion about the availability of parts and the whole idea of technology kind of overriding the premise of keeping something and repairing it rather than replacing it. But it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
The WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Erie County unveiling the proposed footprint for the new Bill Stadium. It's part of an environmental review acquired by the state that is now underway. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says parking could become a temporary issue once construction on the new stadium begins.
The Bills are going to play at the current stadium until this new one is opened, and then once the new one's open, they will be tearing down the old one. So there will be a reduction in parking during that first year or so. And then once the old stadium is torn down, it will be converted into parking and it'll balance itself out.
Polenkar says the new stadium will use existing parking lots and the grass field of the SUNY Erie campus. That land will be transferred to the state, which will own the new stadium. A special session in the state legislature. Governor Hochul says the move to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution is necessary to ward off potential new guidelines coming out of Washington.
There's always that underlying anxiety, but what if Washington does something else? What if there's a change in leadership in our nation's capital? So they're scared. They're scared. And they're looking to us for leaders and for leadership.
The legislature also working on a gun safety law that would name the so-called safety zones allowed under the new Supreme Court directives where concealed carry guns would be forbidden. A special baseball game in Depew to honor World War II veteran Dr. John Long. His claim to fame was getting two hits off Warren Spahn when they competed in high school in the 1930s. Joel Marr says the Depew Post will play the Brown Shuttle Post in a regular season American Legion contest today.
We've got the honor of the Purple Heart coming in. We have the Vietnam veterans coming in, and we're the honor guards, and we have it's just a wonderful day set up out at historic Dawson Field on 1 Columbia Drive in Depew at 12 o'clock. Opening ceremonies are at 11.
The Depew Farmers Market will be open past the right field side of Dawson Field. The ceremony begins at 11 a.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortese here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my good friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call them today at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. You can see for yourself how many options there are available at Twin City Glass in their life-size showroom in Willitzer Park. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
How you memorialize a loved one or honor a family legacy is certainly personal. And over the years, many Western New Yorkers have reached out to Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company to create a hand-etched monument.
We do them all in studio. We have an artist who's absolutely spectacularly talented at them. He works right from a photograph or a painting that families will bring in, and he'll essentially render it onto the granite, and it lasts forever. It's as timeless as anything else that we carve. We like that artistic touch of someone doing it by hand and not being a perfect replica of the photograph that they provided, because they already have the photograph. They don't need another photograph. They need an artistic rendering of it, something with some feeling. That's something that you can only get with a hand etching.
When it's time to honor your family member or legacy, choose a Kalm monument crafted by a Kalm artisan and carver. Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Jeremy White here, and if you're a business owner or someone who uses large amounts of energy, you've noticed how much your electric and natural gas costs have gone up lately. If you're looking for ways to save on rising energy costs and find extra money in your operating budget, there's no better place to look than your energy supplier. Energy Mark helps commercial and industrial businesses save money, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars, with lower rates based on their specific needs. Trust who the Buffalo Bills, St. Bonaventure University, and countless other local businesses rely on to save at buylocalenergy.com.
It's Dominic Cortez here for my good friends at Big L Windows and Doors. You know where they are. They're on William Street in Chictawaga, 2727 William Street. Their phone number is 895-8484. BigLWindows.com is the website. What do they carry? Well, they carry the Marvin Window line and the Therma-True door line, the Marvin Window. It's what we have in our brand new Come Home to Cortez showroom, the Essential Window. It's a fiberglass product, fiberglass in and out. Fiberglass, more stable than vinyl, so it'll last longer. They tell us up to 40 years with normal use and wear and tear. And ours are black, black in and black out. You have a variety of colors to pick from. If you're looking for a wood interior, they have that too, a fiberglass out wood interior. That's the Elevate. And then, of course, the Signature Series is the aluminum clad wood interior, kind of custom window line, all available at Marvin Windows at Big L on William Street in Chictawaga. Check them out. Stop in. Tell them Dominic sent you. If you see Bill Horbert Sr., pat him on the back and say congratulations in all your years in business. What's your philosophy, Bill? He'll say, just do the right thing. That's what it's about at Big L, doing their right thing with their total trust guarantee. You get the assurance that anything they touch in your home will be taken care of if there's a problem. Give them a call today, 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The rules around marijuana use are changing, but it's still a crime to drive under the influence. If you've been accused of driving while impaired by drugs, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. If you've been accused of using marijuana and charged with a DWI, call me right after you're arrested. You need an experienced trial attorney with over 35 years' experience on your side. I will fight for you in court to ensure you get the justice you deserve.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Visit tickettojustice.com for details.
I'm Listening reminds you that you are not alone and that talk saves lives. There's a new national hotline for mental health-related distress, 988. When you call or text 988 from any phone, you will be connected directly with trained counselors in over 200 crisis centers nationwide. They can get you the help you need anytime, anywhere. 988, the new national suicide prevention lifeline. Talk saves lives. And with 988, talking is only three digits away. Find out more at imlistening.org.
A triple murder.
It's a triple murder on videotape.
An entire Bay Area community rocked.
He was there, and the family's name was there.
And one beloved, locally famous, rare sausage brand.
Made in this area of California, predominantly San Leandro.
I'm Natalia Gurevich, host of The Sausage King, a new original podcast from KCBS Radio and Odyssey.
He had a whole plot for these inspectors.
Subscribe to The Sausage King on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. You can call me crazy if you like, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because their focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on your job to ensure the job is done properly. Give Ava a call today. You'll get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. Folks, there's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today at 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can book your appointment online at avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:39 is the time on WBEN. It is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortez. And good morning to you, 803-0930. Happy Independence Day. Enjoy the 4th of July and be safe. with your family as we celebrate on Monday. 803-0930, if you'd like to give us a call here in studio, as we speak with Darren Cotton. Darren, from the Tool Library, and we're speaking now about the clinic that's coming up on the 16th of July at 11 a.m. at the Delavan Grider Community Center. It's called Dare to Repair Cafe. It's where you bring stuff in and they help you fix it. Now, you just we were just touching on the whole idea of planned obsolescence and the idea of not throwing things out and trying to find the parts to fix them. How difficult in some of these more older things that are brought into the clinics is it to fix them when parts are an issue?
So it's actually interesting because sometimes the older things are easier to fix because they were meant to be fixed, as opposed to, you know, you bring in a modern hot pot, or a Keurig is one in particular that I remember where it's like they basically make it impossible to take the screws out to fix the thing that you need to fix.
Wow.
That's probably like a 2-cent part.
Really?
So yeah, it's really unfortunate, but that's really the goal here is to, I think a lot of the issue too is just having the confidence to try and repair something. So myself, after attending several events, my wash machine was on the fritz, and so my first instinct was either I'm going to have to call a repair person or I'm going to have to buy another one, and was actually able to open it up and see that it was just a spring that had broken, purchased that for like $2, put it back together, and I've since gotten like another 4 years out of it.
So you actually, I would guess, gained some confidence in your ability to do that as well as the how-to from the clinic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you can watch as many YouTube videos as you want, but there really is no alternative to being there with someone hands-on sort of showing you.
How old was your washer when you attempted this?
I want to say like 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, so it's not that old.
Yeah, no, not super old at all.
Yeah. So the part was readily available.
Yep.
So what happens when we hit the wall with that, with the part not being available?
That is why, you know, policy changes are so important, because there really isn't an alternative. I will say there was one instance where one of our Tool Library volunteers actually had a 3D printer and was able to 3D print a replacement part.
Wow.
Which was super awesome. But again, who has a 3D printer in their house and they're just going to be like, oh, let me type up the 3D schematics for this part.
Wow.
You know?
Was it a plastic part?
It was, yeah.
That's amazing.
So it was a guard on a tile saw that was no longer in production.
I see. Okay, so let's walk through how it works for the Dare to Repair Clinic. The 16th of July, 11 to 2, Delavan Grider Community Center, which is on Delavan Avenue in Buffalo, 877 East Delavan. How does someone participate if they'd like to try to get something fixed?
Sure. So we do recommend that you RSVP ahead of time. If you visit us online at thetoollibrary.org/dare-to-repair, there's a quick form that you can fill out. Just kind of give us a heads up on what you're bringing. That helps us give our repairers kind of a heads up what parts, tools they might need. And if you are particularly handy yourself and want to lend your fix-it talents to the Dare to Repair Cafe, you can use that same website to sign up as a fixer.
Awesome. And what kind of people are you looking for as far as individuals to help with the repairs?
Sure. So a lot of the items that come in do tend to be things like vacuums, lamps, small appliances. We are hoping to bring on people who are great at fixing bikes. We also, we do have a fixer coming in on the 16th who will be bringing her own sewing machine. So we are recommending people, if you've got clothes, textiles, things that need to be sewn up, definitely bring those out. That is one category that we haven't had a ton of action on. But again, you know, fast fashion, I think it's one of the leading contributors to how much waste we produce on an annual basis.
Do you, if you were to categorize most common items that would come in to a clinic, what would you say it would be?
So lamps and vacuums. We have Chip, one of our fixers. We like to call him the master of the lamps, because there is not a lamp that he has met that he has not been able to fix.
When you talk about something like a vacuum cleaner, though, I don't know. I guess it's safe to say that the more expensive the vacuum cleaner. I don't want to make this blanket statement, but it seems from my experience, we bought a really good vacuum cleaner and it's really holding up quite well. Would you agree that that's part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, the idea of quality versus quantity. Mm-hmm. So buy something once for, you know, 20 years as opposed to buying four things every other year.
So this legislation, is it you're talking about at the state level? And talk about that. Like, who's proposing this and how far has it gotten?
Sure. So I do believe that the Assembly just passed one of the bills, which, again, would basically require manufacturers to have parts in stock for X number of years. I believe it's 10 years. So this has been big proponents for this are actually farmers. So getting replacement parts for farming equipment, which, again, is astronomically expensive.
Sure.
So again, wanting to make those things last as long as...
Is it universal, or are there categories that it pertains to?
So this was really focused on more of like IT tech. So proprietary companies like Apple that make it super hard for third party repair shops to be able to get the same access to, you know, whether it's tools, replacement parts, or, you know, the software that they need to diagnose things. So this is really trying to give an equal footing to those sort of third party repair people.
What about the analogy that's sometimes made about where product comes from? Like, we hear about, you know, inferiority in manufacturing, inferiority in the whole environment of where things are made when we talk about things that come from China. We talked about the whole issue of fire starting dehumidifiers that came from China. Do you see a delineation there as for something being American made, generally being made better?
That is hard to say. I feel like almost everything that we see probably has been manufactured somewhere other than the United States. But I do think one of the most important things we can do is, you know, just 50, 60 years ago, every neighborhood had a repair shop, had somewhere where you could take something to. And a lot of that has either been outsourced or doesn't exist. So to be able to bring kind of that repair industry, I think, back to this country is really important, because it's not focused on material costs. It's really focused on paying someone for their time, because they're skilled and they're talented and they deserve to be paid.
So this is 100% volunteer, the Dare to Repair Clinic, the 16th of July, 11 to 2. Another one's coming up in September. Same time, and this one's at the Buffalo Collegiate Charter School on Jewett Avenue. And you need to go to register thetoollibrary.org /dare-to-repair. And you're registering either to bring an item in, and you need to declare what you're bringing in, correct?
Yep, that's helpful for us.
Because what you want to try to do is source the parts. Is that what you're going to do, or...
Just to give our fixers kind of an idea of what to expect. So we do have, you know, standard things like fuses, cords, switches on hand. We do encourage people, if they know they need a particular replacement part, to try and source that before the event. We did have someone come to our June event with a particular repair part, and they just weren't sure how to install it. So again, our fixers are there to kind of walk you through that process.
Awesome. The Dare to Repair Clinic. It's, again, cafe, rather. Dare to Repair Cafe. Fix it. Don't ditch it. Again, the 16th of July, 11 to 2, the Delavan Grider Community Center, which is 877 East Delavan Avenue in Buffalo. And again, register to attend and or to volunteer your skills. And that's thetoollibrary.org, dare to repair, /dare-to-repair. The time is 10:47. It's our time for our next break, but we're back with more right after this. So we talked about the Chinese fire starters, how they actually were a hazard around the house. And boy, something like that, I don't know whether you want to try and fix, Darren. I think you want to try and get rid of it and get an American-made whole house or high capacity from indoor air professionals, along with the medical-grade air purifiers and the patented column duct cleaning system. They are a reliable company, folks, for your assurance of breathing clean indoor air. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yeah, there's no doubt. And these people are getting it finally. You know, let's be real. The price is, you know, significantly more than the big box store Tinker Toys, as we call them, being nice. But by the time you throw them out to the curb every 3 to 5 years, and you pay for twice as much electricity versus the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, you know, it's worth spending well over $1,000 to have a 10-year, you know, lasting appliance with a 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. But the biggest thing is it works.
Yep, it works, and I bet you the parts are available if it needs to be repaired, too.
Yeah, and that's, and most of the time you don't have to. They're pretty reliable.
Yep, I love mine, and of course the medical-grade air purifier and the patented column duct cleaning system, all available from Indoor Air Professionals. The extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for this week.
Okay, so let's see. It is kind of duct cleaning season with AC, but we still have some deals. We're scheduling out about 3 to 4 weeks. And there's a lot of plant shutdown work, so that's taking up some valuable manpower resources. But we still have the all-inclusive, which includes if you need your dryer vent cleaned or if you want additional Canberra gel, you can save anywhere from $90 to $150, depending on the size of the home and the age of the home and the access. We get that to you right over the phone in 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
Email you all the info.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got $250 off on the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier that we just talked about. And then my favorite is the medical-grade air purifier, the portables that cover 1,200 square feet, 40 times more efficient than HEPA. We got $300 off of those, and then if you take that same technology and you put it on your furnace and air conditioning, you can save $500 off on that unit. And we want you all to breathe easier independently for this Independence Day celebration.
There you go. 683-3000. 683-3000. You heard Peter. These are discounts and only you could get by calling right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
It's Bowerly. It's outdoor season. What could be more relaxing? That's, of course, if you're not spending your time chasing the kids, grandkids, or pets back into your yard. With a fence, you can avoid that worry. From privacy fences to picket fences, the Vinyl Outlet does them all. Vinyl Outlet's summer fence sale is going on now. It's their biggest sale of the year. Save up to 25% on installation and get great special financing from Vinyl Outlet. The Vinyl Outlet. Call for your free estimate, 675-0800, or visit thevinyloutlet.com.
This Independence Day, the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular is back in Boston. Presented by Bloomberg and Eaton Vance. Join conductor Keith Lockhart with special appearances by Chaka Khan, Javier Colon, and Heather Headley. Watch and listen Monday, July 4th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Bloomberg Television, Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg.com, Bloomberg Quick Take, and the Bloomberg Business App.
The Shaw Festival presents its 60th season, featuring The Doctor's Dilemma by Bernard Shaw. A doctor develops a life-saving medicine for an epidemic, but there isn't enough to go around. Who gets to live? And who, well, should a doctor play God? Don't miss The Doctor's Dilemma. It's Shaw at his deadly best. Book your tickets today. Go to shawfest.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at NOCO. You know, they saved my life with my AC. Yeah, my condenser, I think I've told you the story a few times now. The condenser failed. It was losing Freon, and no one could figure out why. People would come and charge it and say, this is not going to hold. There's something leaking. Well, guess what? It was a factory defect in the condenser. And my friends at NOCO found it. NOCO Heating and Cooling. Hammer Time listeners, listen. Right now, NOCO is offering you a deal to keep your cool all summer long. You'll receive $300 off your new AC installation with 0% APR financing for 60 months. Let me repeat that. $300 off your AC system with no interest for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, well, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for just $99. Call NOCO now, 716-902-6414, 902-6414. You get a free estimate. Go to noco.com/heatingandcooling. NOCO providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Technology. It's the greatest thing in the world until it's not. Just take a look at your phone. If it's more than about a year old, chances are there's a bigger, better model waiting to be bought. You ever long for the days when you could buy something and count on it to be as good today as it was 20 years ago? Well, I have news for you. Those days aren't totally gone. My SIBO vacuum from Rosex. It's going on 20 years since I first got that little beauty, and I'm proud to say it's still keeping my home as clean as it did the day I brought it home. Rosex is a locally owned company that believes in selling its community high quality, long-lasting products. At Rosex, it's been their continued effort for almost the last 40 years to ensure you are well-informed and not just buying the latest fads. The TV and internet can promise anything, but Rosex cuts through all the marketing. Rosex Vacuums, R-O-S-I-E-K, apostrophe S, two locations, Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza in Amherst, or McKinley across from Monroe Muffler in Hamburg. For the finest vacuums and repairs, Rosex Vacuums.
Hey, do you know how you can instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? I can tell you, it's natural light and fresh air. That's how. There's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offers natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Check them out either online or in person in Buffalo and in Amherst and in Williamsville and, of course, in Kenmore at the Kenton location right across from Lakeshore Savings Bank. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:56 is Hammer Time. Thank you to Darren Cotton for spending the hour with us. It's been interesting always to have you with us and have you back. We want to talk about the second annual Gather, Garden, and Grow. It's a fundraising event for the Tool Library. It's a garden party and fundraiser, which is the 13th of August at 6 p.m. at the Plot Flower Farm. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah. So we switched our annual fundraiser to an outdoor event last year just because of everything going on. It was a little bit easier to maintain and manage. And the exciting thing about this is the flower farm was actually built from the ground up with tools from the tool library by my partner and myself over the course of the pandemic. So really kind of a testament to what we can build when we share tools and have access to what we need to do what we want.
Before we get into the fundraiser, tell us about the flower farm.
Sure. So it's a small, I would say, tenth of an acre right off of Main Street in University Heights. It used to be an old playground. It was just kind of sitting there vacant, and we were able to work with the owner to take a portion of the green space, and we grow, 40 different varieties of annual flowers. We've got perennials, and it's really exciting just to kind of be able to grow those things locally and have a space where we can welcome our friends, members, community. And it's a really fun time.
So if you believe in the Tool Library and what their mission is, then you can participate in this fundraiser. How do you buy tickets?
Sure. If you go to our website at thetoollibrary.org/grow, you can pick those up for $20.
Okay. And that's coming up on the 13th of August at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m. Is this a rain or shine event?
It is. We will. One of the fun things about this event is our board of directors actually helps us pitch the 20x40 tent in true Tool Library fashion.
There you go. Okay, so then remember the Dare to Repair Cafe. The next one is the 16th of July at 11 a.m. Again, the Delavan Grider Community Center, 877 East Delavan Avenue, Buffalo. And you need to register yourself with what you'd like to bring in to fix. And I guess there's no shame in what people might try to bring in, right?
Not at all. Bring anything you think that can get fixed. To date, we fixed about 500 items and have diverted just under 2 pounds, 2 tons of potential waste from the landfills. So again, small changes like this, we like to say, can add up to a pretty significant impact. So anything that you have in the house, whether it's a 70-year-old toaster or maybe a laptop you got last year, please bring
it. Nobody's going to laugh at you when you come in with something that's 70 years old.
Absolutely not. We literally had, I think, the toaster from Brave Little Toaster come into our last event. So,
was it fixed?
Indeed it was.
Well, again, like you've said before, something older is probably going to be easier to fix than something new.
Yeah, absolutely. And that tends to be the case. So with something like that, it was literally just one wire that needed to be readjusted, and it was working good as new.
What happened with the Keurig, by the way?
So those are pretty much impossible to repair. So we actually...
That's a real travesty, because not only are they wasteful that way, they're wasteful for what they produce with the waste product of the little cup.
Yep. So we made sure to give them a shout out on social media for thanking them for making their products impossible to repair.
All right. Darren Cotton from the Tool Library. Always a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy your holiday weekend and Independence Day. We'll see you around town in Clarence, and we'll see you next Saturday back here, of course, where we've been since 1989, right here on WBEN. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
An Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!